Okay. Well, initial impressions. One, I think one could argue very clearly that our sense that philosophy, science, and art, they could be related accidentally. By that I mean a scientist who likes to go to the opera in the evening, a philosopher who studies physics in his spare time, an artist who read Nietzsche. But these are all extremely happenstantial, incidental relations. I think that they are essentially separate and therefore ontologically ghettoized approaches to nature. Philosophy, which offers accounts of nature that are somehow different than science. Science, which particulates nature so that it can run experiments. And art, which doesn't seem to matter to either philosophers or scientists, except in their spare time as some kind of ornament or addition or expendable approach to nature, that these are all somehow disparate, separate, and alienated, I think is fundamentally related to the problem at hand, which is the death of nature. That it is our sense of nature, and the crisis that comes out of this failed sense of nature, that gives us the symptom that is prevalent in modernity, which is that the mind can particulate itself and differentiate itself into these largely separate and only incidentally related paths. So what is nature? I think nature can only be thought in the non-separation and non-conflation of philosophy, science, and art. And I think this both evokes ancient senses of nature, both in the West and the non-West. And I think it also is a huge invitation to begin to rethink in a new context. So the context being a failure to think nature has led to an unprecedented crisis. So I think the greatest stress upon the Earth and her life systems since the death of the great reptiles, something that for which human beings can in no way be blamed. But who we are and how we are towards nature, such that even these three very distinctively human, all too human events, science, philosophy, art, have become so differentiated, I think that's also symptomatic of the ongoing crisis in nature and the ongoing sense of our loss of a very ancient sense of nature, which all these three sorts of stances are related. The immediate response to that would be, of course, science is not ancient. Science is precisely the moniker, the great symptom, the great poster child of modernity. But I would simply say science, that is our capacity to know and think deeply about nature, is a very ancient idea. The scientific method was contested, I think, at the beginning of science over the very stakes of nature, stakes which have not gone away, and which are related to art and philosophy. A big inspiration for me was Schelling. Schelling, who was very, very sensitive to the emergence of the death of nature precisely at the moment in which it was emerging. He speaks of the death of nature, the murder of nature, nature-side, if you will. And it was Schelling who fought over the very sense of nature in such a way that science, art, philosophy, and religion, that's the other discipline that no one wants to speak about, are all intimately related as different aspects of what it would mean to think in a creative and vigorous and rigorous and analytically satisfying way. How then, say, for example, does art relate to nature? Well, it depends how we study nature. When we study nature, philosophy tries to somehow develop a sense of itself that it's not just replicating and therefore is a redundant version of science. That put philosophy into a kind of a death spiral starting in the 18th century, in which no one took it seriously. If you really wanted to know something, you did science. But what philosophically was science doing to nature, and how did that relate to art becoming suddenly absolutely ornamental, incidental, and accidental? Well, the philosophical assumption against which Schelling was fighting, according to which art and philosophy become increasingly irrelevant and religion goes into an immediate death spiral, is that nature is just what's there. Just a, you know, kind of a blank, positivistic collection of facts for us to identify and render an account of through experiments, et cetera, et cetera. What's missing, of course, is any account of nature that is ontologically genetic. Any account of nature that even has some faint sense of what even the word nature originally said. And as you know, nature itself is related to natality, nativity, birth. And birth, of course, is the coming and going of things. The event of nature, if you will, or what Spinoza calls natura naturans, that is a deep sense of the non-lying around to be given an account of an identified, dynamic, interrelated generativity and productivity, the event character of nature. Creativity, of course, this is also what is first and foremost in art. I think Schelling made one of the great unrecognized discoveries in the history of our species to insist that art is a way of doing what religion originally did, which is to think and live deeply in accordance with the generativity and dynamism and interrelatedness of nature. You would find that very easy to see today in things like Buddhism. But, you know, I think it's also deeply inscribed into aspects of all the European-oriented and originated religions as well. In art, we do what we remembered once upon a time to do religiously, which is to participate creatively in nature itself, which is creative. And that also involves a deep religious task, which is getting over oneself. One is not any more so than is nature a fact lying around to be identified and cataloged. One is as creative as nature is, and one honors that in art. And in art, we replicate and honor the generativity of nature. In science, we're the opposite. I think we're deeply respectful and devout about what is being generated in its generativity. And philosophy, of course, has to give, therefore, an ontological account of nature such that science and art are two interrelated modalities, albeit coming at it from separate ends, and opposed moods. Science, quiet, patient, careful, devout. Schelling's beautiful word for it is the mood of science is Andacht, devotion. A deep devotion to the way of things. And creativity is a deep participation in the way of things. It comes from what science moves towards. And holding all this together is philosophy, and I think philosophy plus art plus science is the possibility also of other new religious ways of being. So there you go. That's a crazy thing to say.